Say hi, baby. Can I get a kiss? Can I get a kiss?
Jennifer Rivera can relax when she's with her parrot, Janie. The flashbacks lessen, the panic attacks subside. She says her nightmare began when she was raped while on military duty in South Korea. She got an abortion, but was afraid to report the crime to her commanding officer.
This guy made me go to work after getting a process done where I'm bleeding through my clothes. You know, there's no way he would have done anything about that rape.
Elizabeth Lyman says she was 11 weeks pregnant when she was raped.
There was blood on my bed. I thought, my God, I'm having a miscarriage. He killed my baby. So I froze.
Her baby was fine. This week, Lyman joined Rivera and other rape survivors to discuss reforms for the military's sexual assault procedures.
The military says reports of sexual assault were up slightly last year to 3,200 cases, and it estimates 86% go unreported. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta is starting new policies to combat those numbers.
We'll continue to devote our energy and our attention to enforcing our department's zero-tolerance policy on sexual assault.
Panetta says higher-ranked officers will now review allegations. He also wants tougher penalties and specially trained victim units. The U.S. military relies on a tight trust between members of individual units. Accusations against fellow service members sever that loyalty bond. Now that women make up 14% of the military, rape has become a larger issue. Lyman's alleged assailant was found not guilty at a military trial. Lyman calls it a sham.
They don't want to put service members behind bars for alleged sexual assaults. They don't want that stain on their record.
The military told VOA it would be inappropriate to comment on either woman's case. Rivera's charge is still pending. By coming forward now, she hopes to inspire others.
I don't want another person to go through what I went through and hold it in for years, because as years go by, you think it's going to go away. It's not going to go away. It gets worse.
Can I get a kiss?
Jennifer Rivera rescued her parrot several years ago. She, like Rivera, had been abused. Rivera now hopes they can teach each other how to trust again.
You good girl?
In Washington, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.
You good girl? Janie. Say hi.